our Bibles today to the book of Exodus, chapter 33, verse 9. Let's put our finger there and let's go. And it came to pass, as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses. Isn't that good? Well, we are on our blood covenant series, and I want to acknowledge that this is episode 39. Here we see that Moses entered into the tabernacle. The first thing that I want us to understand, that the word tabernacle means the sacred tent of blood covenant. Isn't that good? I love that. And I love that Moses entered into it. It's something that he pursued every day. And it's something that he would not go without in his daily journey. But I want us to see something. Moses entered into the modern believer doesn't enter into the sacred tent, the sacred habitation of blood covenant, of the fullness of who God is, Elohim, our Hashem, sovereign of the universe. We don't enter in. We don't step in. We don't ascend into. We don't descend to. We simply recognize that we are already one. Because of blood covenant. 1 John 5, we did a whole verse by verse commentary on that. You can go back and get the podcasts on our blog. There are three things that Jesus was born of when he came to the earth. And there are three things that God reveals his will in the earth by: blood, water, spirit. Notice it doesn't say faith. Moses entered into the habitation of the fullness of God, Elohim. And it's okay to call God Elohim because that was one of the revelations of the name that Moses had, which is blood covenant. So the modern day believer just simply acknowledges that they are one in the habitation of God in blood covenant. The second thing I want you to notice is that Moses entered into is significant. He didn't step out of his soul and walk in the Spirit. He didn't step in the Spirit and leave his soul behind. He didn't walk in with his soul and his Spirit and leave his body outside the tabernacle. He went in as one whole being, Spirit, soul, body. Isn't that good? Now, the New Testament believer, when I say New Testament, I need to do a whole teaching on that. Or after the work of the cross, the lost art of the finished work of the cross, the spirit, the soul, and the body are already positioned as one in blood covenant. There's no dividing wall between them. The veil has been rent. And it is the simple recognition that we are positioned as one new person. And we are joined together in the house of God. We are joined together as the redeemed. As one. But in that joining, we are bound together. Blood, water, spirit. Isn't that good? So Moses entered into the tent, the habitation of blood covenant. Notice that the preceding part of this verse is, it came to pass. It came to pass. It came into existence. It came to appear. It was instituted. It was established. It's established in word. It's established in place. It's established in time. To be joined together as one. The moment that the disciple of blood covenant recognizes their position, as one in this beautiful tent of blood covenant, in the fullness of who God is, they step into the time of God. They step into the place of God. They step into the existence of God. I don't like to use the word step into. I'm still trying to change my fallen language as an English term, but I will try to say the simple recognition of being one. is to recognize that I live as one in the time of God, as one in the place of God, as one. And it's that moment that we recognize that the kingdom is revealed, Exodus 19, 5 and 6. Keep my covenant. Keep my blood covenant, the habitation. Because as you keep it, I will call you a peculiar people above all in the earth. And I will establish my kingdom, and I will cause kings and priests to appear in the kingdom. See, that's what blood covenant does. It establishes the kingdom, and it establishes those that live in the kingdom, and it establishes teaching priests and kings of blood covenant. I am a teaching person of revelation of blood covenant by divine appointment by God. I died in October of 2019, but I've been prepped for this in my mother's womb before I came to the earth. I've had visitations of being on this mountain with Moses. Taking the ancient scrolls of these writings into me. And at the same time, in the year of 2021, I walked with Moses again, several times. And as we see that Moses entered into this place, the cloud came and descended. Isn't that good? The cloud came and descended. A cloudy, actually, pillar. I don't want to leave out that word, pillar. It was a column. It was a platform that Moses engaged with. And it's here that we understand that I want you to notice that the pillar stood still. The pillar, the cloudy pillar, actually, it also represents the idea of being flat. And this is what Moses began to engage in. And the Lord spoke to Moses from that pillar. He talked to Moses. And it says that this pillar stood at the door. I'm looking at my clock and I see that we're out of time already. So put your finger there. And I want to come back and share my final thoughts about this particular teaching today. Welcome back. I want to say this about the final words of this episode, and that is that as you begin to simply recognize that you are already one with God, you will begin to understand that your whole being is one new man, or one new mankind, the church, the redeemed, is one in the fullness of who God is. And these teachings are here to help coach you, to be a reminder to you, to practice the lost art of the finished work of the cross from the viewpoint of blood covenant. I want to invite you today to take what you have learned into your secret place and subscribe to wherever you're hearing this from, as we steal away in the secret place today. Thanks for listening in. In Jesus' name, I'm Sister Laura.